La, 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 la.
All right, this is episode 43 of Crippled System Podcast. I am Katie, Bad Horse on the forums, and I play Circle.
I'm Jeremy, Valiant418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion.
I'm Andy. I play Trollbloods and Cricks.
Brian, and I'm going to play a lot of Xerxes Steam Force.
Yeah, with 17 min units.
I purchased my 7th unit of of those.
AQRI? Yeah.
Well, I bought them. I've been buying all sorts of the different multiple.
They don't have
ones.
A generic term, huh? It's not like Man of War where they're all Man of
Wars. There are. Well, there is like a sub. I can't.
Are there Cataphract?
Cataphract. Yeah. Yeah, I bought like my. But yeah, I bought. Right. Last week, I bought another Incendiari unit, and I bought three.
Incendiari.
AQRI.
Remember, it's Latin. You pronounce every vowel.
I can't. Pronouncing normally, so I can't. That's pronounce true. I can't pronounce most of the things in my
Satrix.
Faction.
Yeah. Hey, I took a Latin class in college.
That was a good use of your.
That's really
was the class V sounds like W and pronounce every letter because that's the entirety of Latin.
I just knew how to speak Spanish, so I guessed. I think I got a B in the class.
Amo amasamat. No, not even that. Okay. Oh, my name's Nathan Dickbag Magoose, and I currently just play epic shit tons of Diablo 3.
I'm
playing
sorry.
A lot of it.
Nothing wrong.
I'm too lazy to take it out of the PlayStation between the times that Raylene plays it. So instead of playing like Saints Row the Third, or I want to replay Persona 4 because Persona 4 is an amazing RPG.
You should rent the Beyond Two Souls.
Should I?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's a guy who made a Hard Rain. I mean, it's basically it's an interactive movie, and when I played it, like you basically just press a lot of left, you press a lot. You just constantly like pressing left.
So it's a lot like Heavy Rain,
yeah.
Or Dragon Slayer. Remember Dragon Slayer?
It's
back
actually,
in the
it's kind of Dragon Slayer.
God, I love Dragon Slayer.
I like Hard Rain.
Hard Rain. Yeah. Well, I got you, sucker.
It has the actress from Hard Candy in it, which made me think of the Beyond Two Souls does. So
nope, it's too late. You made a Bowfinger reference. There's no going back.
That's fine. Everyone should see Hard Candy.
No, that was Chubby Rain. Shoot. Chubby.
You
fucked up.
Man, me, Andy, and Jim have been searching for Chubbies all weekend.
Yeah,
we spent like 30 hours just looking for Chubbies.
Chubbies and Tubbies.
By the way, when you Google where to find Chubbies, it's dangerous. Make sure you include Borderlands 2 in that search. Borderlands 2 Chubbies is okay. But where do I find Chubbies in Borderlands 2? Still not fine. Or stay on page 1 of the search.
Or find Chubbies on the border.
Yeah.
I need all the Chubbies.
Yes.
Yeah, that might be partially the reason why we had no podcast last week.
I'm psycho for Chubbies.
Yeah.
I guess our Borderlands kick has gone back into full gear. For those of us who can actually play.
Oh.
Poor Nathan and his PlayStation experience.
Nathan, I have a PlayStation you could possibly borrow.
PlayStation 2?
3?
PlayStation 3, that's what I meant to say.
Yes.
It's Borderlands 2, PlayStation 3.
Yes. Yeah, you can play Borderlands 2 on your PlayStation 2.
I keep hoping it's a lie and I could play Borderlands 2 on my PlayStation 4 when I get it. I know they're not backwards compatible, but I keep hoping that if I just wish hard enough, it will be.
It'd be so cool.
Did you already pre-order one?
I'm going to win it from Taco Bell. That's my plan. I'm just going to eat all the $5 boxes and hope I win the contest.
You're going to break all the tacos?
Yes, I'm going to break all the tacos.
I can help you eat the tacos.
No, they're my tacos.
But if you got full of tacos.
I don't understand the concept. How can one be too full to eat Taco Bell tacos?
If you just want a company while you eat tacos.
Okay, you could watch me eat tacos.
You're going to watch? That sounds creepy.
You can smell them.
I'm going to eat with you. So you share the tacos.
You're going to get your own tacos?
You get none of my tacos.
I wanted free tacos.
Do all tacos count for the contest? Can I get some Dorito tacos?
No, I think you need the $5 box.
The $5 box has a code on it.
Oh, I just...
Yeah, I have not yet won.
Wouldn't it be easier just to, like, take a bunch of the $5 boxes from when they weren't looking?
I was thinking of just robbing a Taco Bell and stealing all of their boxes. I'm surprised nobody's ever done that with McDonald's' Monopoly.
The Monopoly
just
thing,
armed gunmen stole all their soda boxes.
Or, like, somebody who worked there.
Yeah.
That happened one year.
Did it?
Yeah, that happened one year. The next year they had a huge deal, and
some employees game the system. So the following year they walked. This is like in 98 because I was in Arizona. They literally went to
it was like the second year ever they did it.
They went to like... In like either 7 days or 14 days, they like every day they would randomly send someone in McDonald's and say, "Hey, you win $1 million," and just gave them. You know, they basically won $1 million. It was like spot checks, $1 million winners.
Really,
like, as a makeup for the fact that everybody got
it was
fucked
every
out of it
was
the
like every
year.
Day. I ate at McDonald's and those. I mean, it was obviously. I spent all day at McDonald's. Like, I need some breakfast, lunch, dinner.
So, which is the bigger McDonald's driving force: McRib, Shamrock Shake, or Monopoly?
Shamrock Shake.
Eggnog Shake.
Or eggnog shake?
Eggnog shake is big. I remember when they got those little stupid plastic Beanie Babies. That was like an insane
that
thing.
That was ridiculous. At McDonald's. But also, personally, like if you're sitting at
McRib
home,
all the way.
That's what, like, of those four, that's the one that's most going to get you to make a trip.
Hell yes.
Oh, McRib? No. This is Shamrock Shake.
Eggnog.
It's delicious.
Eggnog shake.
No, McRib.
McRib is kind of like eating cancer.
It's kind of like delicious. It's kind of like it's on the scale of things that destroy my body and things that taste good. It's like the hot crazy scale. Okay. As you go up more and more on the scale of things that destroy your body, they taste better.
I think Brian and I made a special trip to McDonald's to get was it eggnog or shamrock? I don't remember, eggnog. But they didn't have it anymore, and Brian was very, very unhappy.
Like, so, yeah, we're out.
I'll give you a challenge.
Okay.
Get yourself a McRib. Take off the barbecue sauce on it.
And look at it?
No, and then eat that. Because I'm willing to bet you all the flavor of that is it all in the barbecue
it's
sauce.
It's possible.
And
it
the pickles.
Nothing, it has nothing
if
to
so,
do with
I
that
I would
meat.
Drink that barbecue sauce because it's delicious.
Just walk up to a McDonald's, open up the McRib. Just,
Could I get a McRib? No patty, please. No bun. No pickles. No onions.
No,
I just want a cardboard container filled with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you ordered that wrong. I want 40 McRibs. Hold the bread. Hold the pickles.
I got a sandwich with like a five Easy Pieces or Easy Rider. One of those Jack Nicholson movies.
Did I tell my story? I got a bacon cheeseburger once without the. I said bacon cheeseburger or with hold the the
garden or
garnish. I always say.
Yeah.
I said plain, they basically, when I said that, they basically just gave me a bacon sandwich. It was literally no meat, but they layered it as thick as bacon, so I didn't complain. It was literally, because I couldn't tell until I bit into it. I'm like, wait,
there's no
meat.
Patty, there's just
but there's just bacon. Four extra layers of bacon.
When you say plain, you get it all kinds.
If you could remind me how you ordered that, because I would do that.
I just ordered a bee sandwich, not a BLT.
I need a bacon.
Well, I've legit, at McDonald's, the McDouble is cheaper than the cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all a McDouble is a cheeseburger with an extra patty. So I've legit ordered a McDouble hold a patty. And that confuses them. It's like, I like McDouble hold one of the patties. They're like, do you want a cheeseburger? I'm like, no, because cheeseburgers cost more.
It is always funny when you can literally physically buy more for less at
yeah,
something
it's so
like that.
That patty costs negative 10 cents.
Yeah, makes sense.
In which case, I want 15 patties, and you pay me to eat it.
Exactly. Yeah. Good times.
And I play Convergence.
We do also do that.
Yeah. That was halfway through my intro that we did that, so I thought I'd finish the intro.
Yay.
Oh, and I just occurred, something that occurred to me is Convergence, I don't have to worry about character restriction.
Because?
I have zero characters.
So
zero.
Not a single
there's
character.
Not a single character model in Convergence. So
wow.
I don't have to give a shit about character restriction anymore, which coming off of Mercs, that occurred to me, and I'm like, yay!
That is
kind of
cool.
The casters are characters.
Yes.
That
doesn't count.
Technically, that limitation existed before character restrictions.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. I never thought about that.
Yeah. I just wanted to rain on Nathan's
brain. And the odds are unlikely that they will release a character Jack based on what they've said about the way their cortex is.
They'll get a
work.
Character nothing. Well, yeah. Character Jack doesn't have to mean an actual character Jack. It can just mean a Jack of renown. Like, the Behemoth and the Thunderhead have no personalities.
Yeah,
They're just super unique.
They're one-of-a-kind builds. Yeah. And they could do that.
So,
But yeah.
So. Announcements.
Yay!
All you.
Jeremy has the thing here.
Yeah, I just didn't want to.
Jeremy always tramples me whenever I had the schedule.
So you wanted to
So for now, Jeremy gets the schedule this episode. We'll see how it goes. I'm saying schedule for our British listeners.
I just wanted to say that for our German listeners, we have a t-shirt here for him. He paid us. Because this has been our ongoing effort to get our one German fan a shirt. We're going to get it signed this week, and Nathan will be 1 million it out.
We're going to get signed at bowling.
Yeah.
Hey, we should put our bowling scores on the shirt, too, for that night.
That will be embarrassing
Can
for
we
me.
Pick which bowling score we want? Because some are better than
others. As long as it includes handicap, I don't care.
Jeremy has several handicaps.
Yeah, my score
bowling is only one
of
them.
If you could bowl as well as your handicap suggests, that would be fantastic.
Hey, last week I did.
Yeah.
Last week I massively destroyed my handicap over 3 games.
Jeremy, you're an embarrassment. Don't try to defend yourself.
Last week.
Oh, my God. Just every week we get annihilated because Jeremy bowled like a 180 the first week, and then the next week he bowls like a 150, and then a 130, and then a 110. You kept bowling worse. It's like you should plateau at least so the handicap would fix itself. No.
No.
No. It's not golf. You shouldn't try to aim that low below your... I'm a sub 100, guys. Yes!
You and Jim can be on the same team.
Yes, we certainly bowl like we're on the same team.
I bowled really horribly, too, because that first week I rolled like a 250, And then,
not
then,
so much.
Then my first game against you guys, I rolled a 91.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually.
Well, that's a fun nine pin. You never know when that, you know, you're going to get that extra pin.
Well, nine that's because you get a bunch of people who, like, I mean, like, we're not big bowlers.
No.
So you get a bunch of people who aren't consistent.
Yeah. I am not consistent. I am not consistent at bowling. I will readily own that fact about myself.
Except for that one team that's Nathan's favorite team that's so much fun to play against.
Hey, yeah. If you're listening and on that, you're on that team, you're asshats, and I hate you. You don't join a league to not ever talk to your opponents. Like, I've checked their other teams, and they just show up and they bowl and they refuse to interact with their opponents, and that's missing the purpose of a league.
Well, it's really missing the point of a nine-tap league. Well,
yeah. Our first week, we very rarely talked to our opponent's team, but I don't know who they were. I mean, it wasn't that team, it was a different team, but we very, I mean.
Opponent we've had a hell of a good time chatting.
Well,
with.
The thing is, you guys usually just assault your other team with tons of comments. It's like, yeah. You're not, so I mean,
oh, yeah, it's unsolicited.
So they may have, like, saw you guys previous weeks and be like, just don't engage them at all. If you say hi, they're either all in or not at all. So just be dicks to them, so they leave us the fuck alone.
To be fair, one of the people that we played against the week prior to that also said that those people
they just said
were
that
dicks.
To be nice to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that they said that the dickish people were dicks to them as well.
They were just being nice to you guys.
I don't think that they were.
No, they're
you guys,
just dicks.
We can hear you literally. I can hear Jeremy 12 lanes away. Just like laughing and slapping people.
That's true anywhere you go, pretty much in Madison. You can just listen quietly and go, oh, yep, there, I hear Jeremy's voice.
I can hear Jeremy in my nightmares.
Pretty much.
And that's the noise it is. Just his goony cackle.
My laugh.
Patriots rule.
Oh, God, no. Didn't they lose their last game, too?
No, they won last week.
How'd they do week before?
Well, yeah, 2 weeks ago was...
You know,
they're not having a great season, but they're also without most of their starters. So.
What's worth noting, good. That would be my response to that statement.
The great thing is they're still probably going to win their division.
Yeah, they lost their starting tight end. I mean, to murder. I mean,
yeah, they did lose him.
Somebody murdered him? Oh,
no.
Wait, no, it's the other way around.
Other way around.
You don't know he killed somebody. I oftentimes destroy my security cameras after... Yeah, that's
just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Like, I'll leave home with a gun, go someplace where someone's killed with a gun, and then come home and destroy all my security cameras and lose my gun. I do that every other Tuesday.
Well, if he drank as much as probably does, you would.
Yeah.
Also, hey, this is America. Innocent until proven guilty.
Right?
America.
If you can't shoot someone in America, I don't know what good this country is.
No, but Katie, you're missing. This is America. You're proven guilty by the media, not the jury.
Not the
That's
jury.
True.
That is true.
It is Merca.
Merca. Merca.
What I like most is when somebody, they decide that he's innocent and everyone decides that the jury was wrong. Even though they're the ones in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually heard all the facts of the case.
And that's always enjoyable.
Yeah. We had a very recent case on that. I don't want to get political, but.
Okay. Yeah, we won't get into that.
But yeah.
Anywho,
I fell asleep there.
We don't want to start talking about Trevon Martin. What?
Yeah.
Oh God,
so this is the Trevon Martin podcast.
That's a while ago. Who even cares anymore?
Nathan.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Jeremy knows who that is pretty amazing. I mean,
wait
although,
a minute, Jeremy, who is
I
that?
I think Jeremy thinks that's a place in the Middle East.
We were watching
it.
We
talked about it in a podcast.
Jeremy
give
the explanation.
No, we talked about.
No,
it
we talked about. Also, we were sitting watching and discussing it at Hy-Vee, and I think like several of us at this table were sitting at the table at Hy-Vee that time.
Well, to be fair. The TV was on to a news channel where you were forced to watch that channel.
That is true.
At the time, you weren't aware of what it was.
I was not aware of what it was until I saw the news channel. I was like,
it's just a black guy on TV. Probably killed somebody.
God. Wow, Brian.
I'm just saying that's what I...
What? I'm uninformed, not racist. There's a difference.
Are we recording?
All right, moving on.
Hey, so
what's the first topic?
Other announcements?
Announcements.
So, Brian, what was your favorite part of being a press ganger?
I'm looking at Jeremy's handwriting here.
Next weekend is RockCon, and down in Rockford, Illinois, kind of a big convention. No, it's been a gaming convention. It's going on for a while.
It's been growing, though.
Rick has been putting more and more effort every year to get War Machine going every day. A lot of us will be down there for sure on Saturday. Others will be there on Friday and Sunday as well.
This is next weekend?
Next weekend.
Yep. The problem is, with Katie's mom visiting, I'm not 100% sure I'm going anymore.
You signed up.
I actually did not.
This,
you did sign.
I signed up on the forum, but I did not pay money, and there is a difference.
No,
you can go on Saturday because we're gonna go shopping anyway. We don't need you.
Then I will be there.
Yeah, I backed out of RockCon last year, so I really can't. I forgot what happened last year, but I couldn't go last minute, so I don't want to miss it again this year.
I think I went last year. The glorious thing about RockCon this time around is that it's not sharing the same weekend as War Machine weekend.
It does that quite a bit.
last year it did not though.
It was 1 week apart.
Last 2 years ago. Two years ago, it was 2 years and 3 years ago.
It was the same weekend.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty unfortunate.
They've been asking me to try to run stuff there, and I just haven't.
I'm trying to translate Jeremy's handwriting.
Yeah,
I didn't know what beruling was, and then I think that beru is actually bow, so it's bowling.
Yes, that is in fact bowling.
In the other,
did that say Zappity Mumble? Do you not know the name of our own goddamn
thing?
It's
Grumble. That is a cursive fucking G. Ish.
I'm sickened by your cursive. Who uses cursive?
I use cursive.
I have keyboards now. You don't need cursive.
It's the announcement. Shut the fuck up, you goddamn.
Announcement. Nobody uses cursive.
Yes. This is an outdated announcement. There was a big tournament in Minnesota yesterday. I don't know who
yesterday.
Won.
Yeah, we don't know anything about it.
Yesterday, I wanted to be there, but I couldn't. I'm just calling to my Minnesota friends that I had. I was out of town today on family stuff, so I couldn't go to Minnesota yesterday for their event. Made me sad.
Yesterday we did BW3 for UFC event.
Yesterday
and we did some board games. Yesterday,
all my troubles seemed so far away.
Yep. Yesterday we got to see Jeremy and Nathan fail horribly as Cylons.
Oh, all right, so we did not fail horribly. All right, feel like I need to back this. I need to back this train up for a second. All right, so
human victory, motherfucker.
I was a Cylon from the very beginning, and everything was going fine. Like about the half the resources were gone. They were at 3 distance. They go to 5 distance. Hand out the other cards. Nathan becomes a Cylon with me, and then the next turns are Brian uses fucking Pegasus chicks once a game. And manages to jump a distance 3 for 1 fuel and no other negative effects that matter.
And then the next 4 cards all have like jump marks and no activations of Cylon ships.
And the next 3 crises had no activations of ships, no vote. Skill checks, no votes. Because I could have tanked 2 votes in a row and I couldn't tank any because there were none to tank.
I was so demoralized because we get to 5. We hand out cards. I look at my card. The card says, you're now a Cylon. And then the next person to go is Brian, who says, okay, now humans are at 8 and we win. Like, that was literally the next thing that happened. I'm just like, that wasn't statistically likely to happen at all.
I'm so rarely like, the Admiral, and I was so happy
if
that
if we had another round, if we had another jump to go, I would have had a fighting chance. But that was just like, hey, by the way, you're on the losing team now. Like,
yeah, the first half was 2.5 hours long. The second half was 10 minutes long.
Hey, remember when Keith's friend handed him
the At least I didn't hand it to you. At least I didn't do that.
Keith had less
it
of
was
a chance.
So bad.
Yeah, like, Keith did have less
it
of a chance.
It was so bad it got to Jeremy, and I'm like, Jeremy, if you're an unrevealed Cylon, just XO me because it's the only chance we have.
Well, I was sitting there depressed looking at my hand, which didn't have an XO in it, and then I was like, oh, I guess I get to draw cards. Oh, an XO. Well, I'll just XO Nathan and be done.
No subtlety.
There goes
left.
The game.
No subtlety. We were just random panic.
Game is over.
Yeah, that was for our record in Madison, though, now we're now like 30 victories for Cylons, 2 for humans.
And I've played 2 games.
One from incompetence and 1 from dumb luck.
That is
skill. That was my skillful positioning.
No, actually,
flip random card, get the only 3 distance in the deck.
No, there's lots of 3 distance.
Okay.
Some of them are bad.
And I actually helped solve that, too, because I'm the one who cleared out the flight controls.
Broken FTL, yeah.
That's all disaster.
There was just nothing we could do. I mean, it was done. It was truly disastrous.
Beautiful.
Anyway, any more announcements before I
you
move on?
You have them right there.
Those are
email.
Oh.
Brian?
Oh, I think as for announcements, there's going to be War Machine Weekend coming up.
All of us are going, right?
Isn't there a tournament next weekend in Iowa?
In Rockford. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Colin in Iowa has scheduled 4 out of the last 5 events have matched our events. We post an event first. Colin once says, we can't make your event, guys. I mean, we're not even playing as much as them, so they could probably come and beat us. But he's like, he's so afraid.
Well, you know, he hangs out with John a lot, so he's learning to duck.
Yeah, they're ducking us. He's an apprentice ducker. Month after month after month. So good job, Colin, and your cowardice afraid to come to us.
Hey, Colin, just heads up, ducks eat for free at Subway, so if you're hungry.
So there is an event there, but fuck them. Because RockCon's a convention. It's more fun.
True story.
And that's all we got. You can edit that out if you want, Lance.
There's Who's the Boss and
December.
Mayhem.
Mary Mayhem. Who's the Boss? Yeah. December 15th is 14th is somewhere in there. I mean, it's like the 14th, whichever Saturday.
We'll announce the actual date when it's closer.
Now that Ben Lang has broken the pattern, anyone could get second place.
It is December 14th.
Second place up for grabs.
And it's a charity event, which makes it all kind of crazy. And it's because it's local, we actually have our call of challenges, which we always do, and all that.
It is super fun. If you can make it, I would.
50 points. 50 points. So it's different than most of the conventions ones that you've been to. We do have a lot more stuff on the wheel this time around. And it is going to last a long time. It is only four rounds, but we're taking nice casual rounds.
Yeah,
and it's free food. So,
well, when you're able to call a challenge, it adds a good hat. You know, as
yeah, the challenges
half an hour.
The challenges are super fun too, though.
Yeah,
yeah, it definitely helps. We'll have a bunch of scenario tables if you've been to our previous ones. Possibly the trophy will be there.
Now, to be fair, we were talking about how loud I am. To be fair, there is one time a year when someone is louder than me in Madison, and it's when John Damaris comes up for Merry Mayhem every year, and every year, the table fucked me so hard! And he just loudly talks about that for an hour.
I like that he got double-crossed like every single game last
year. Of course he did.
Every single game. It was beautiful.
With him and Travis played, it's pretty great, because always shenanigans happened with most of
them. Oh, that was, last year was when Travis had a Warwitch Siren charge the Avatar and roll like 6665 or like 665 damage and tear its shield off and Shadowbind it. Like, just boom! Shield gone, shadow bound, fuck yourself, Avatar!
Yeah. Enjoy your Enliven.
Yeah. It was great.
That is fantastic.
I think Travis still has that in his signature.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's because John was calling and saying how much better Manoth
is. Yeah, John said, my god is better than your dragon. And then the Warwitch Siren said, no, it's not.
Nice.
Fantastic.
So what's this about a Swedish person? All right, so
I've got
or some Swiss person?
I went through our email account, which we never do very regularly.
By we, you mean you, because it's your job?
Other people have gone through it. Brian's used it, too.
So other people have done your job in the past.
I've seen the emails. I don't respond to them, because I know that you were supposed to respond
I do respond to them. I just forget to write them down.
So I signed on to it here. Once, because Brian told me there was a whole bunch of yoga pants pictures in it.
There were.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
I saw one of them. I saw an animated GIF.
There were several yoga pants pictures at one point. Anyway, that is not what I had to talk about today. So Elias from Switzerland emailed us asking about coming to visit the U.S. He's going to be coming out for a couple of months in 2014 and just want to know like conventions that are going on.
Is he going to come and hang out with us?
He might, because what I told that during the time frame he's here, the three conventions are TempleCon, Adepticon, and Lock and Load. And I said, look, I've never been to TempleCon. I hear it's good. I know Adepticon is super duper fun and not too expensive depending on how you do it, because that was the other thing you mentioned was cost. And I said Lock and Load is supposed to be amazing. It's Privateer's event, but I have no idea what the meta is like out there. And you could meet a ton of people in the Midwest that you've probably heard on podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
Not to mention us.
The Iowa people, the Minnesota people.
Yeah. So I told him
Chicago.
Chicago. Like, there's a bunch of metas in the Midwest.
We are much less interesting in person, just as a FYI.
Well, yeah, that's true. And less beautiful.
Low expectations, that's what I say.
Well, I feel like you should really speak for yourself.
Okay, I am less beautiful in person, that is true. My voice, this sultry, wonderful voice that I have is not backed up on my physique.
Watch Clash of the Titans, and when you see the Medusa, it's basically like Jeremy.
So anyway, so I emailed him back about that. But
which one of us is Bubo?
Jeremy.
He also had a question for us.
I really think he is Bubo, though, because he is pretty fucking annoying.
I'm having a brain spasm, and I can't remember the name of the guy with the trident hand in the original one, because I was going to say I look like him.
Who's Bubo?
Oh.
Bubo? He's a little mechanical bird.
He's a mechanical owl.
Who they brought into the remake just to insult.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was just stupid. Like, this is useless. Oh, I hated that
He's
remake.
A little clockwork owl. He's adorable.
Yeah.
Bubo.
He's a canine from Doctor Who.
Yeah. We are in a car.
Ooh, that's
a great
different
scene.
Question we have, actually. So anyway, the question that he had for us, though, was for each of us, for a faction we play, what is our most and least fun caster? And he said casual and competitive games. I think if they're fun, they're fun. But if you have a different one for caster, for competitive versus casual, then that's fine. So I've had a little bit of time to think about it since he asked on the email, and you guys probably haven't read it. So as far as most fun in Rhett, I actually think it's Kalissa. She's not the strongest, but I always have a blast every single time I play a game with her.
Kalissa's fast.
Kalissa's super fun to play and sometimes hilarious to win with.
Ripping Focus on Fury off of people is hilarious.
It's hilarious. It's just good times. And not to mention, like when you remember Witchhound and it triggers, also hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, Witchhound. Not my favorite ability. We were playing in one of the Convergence events, and I brought out my Scabrous list, and it was just all Warjacks. And so... Yeah. I wanted to TK a lot of things, and that doesn't really work very well with
Witchhound.
Yeah.
Well, it moves them a lot.
Well, yeah.
You'll get the 2 inches plus.
Plus their speed.
Plus their speed.
Plus their
shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was... Oh.
Good times.
That's clutch.
Yeah. I TK'd a lot of my own shit.
Yeah. So she is super fun. As far as not fun in Rhett, I've never enjoyed playing P-Vyros. I've won games with him. I think he's certainly playable. I just don't enjoy playing him. So.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else want to speak for one or more of their factions?
I don't like Balder. I think he's boring. I think if you want to play Balder, you should just play Kador.
P or E Balder? Neither one. You're just saying Baldur's equal lame.
Yeah. I don't remember why. I remember I played him like a year ago, and I was like, this guy, I hate him.
70% of our Circle of Pat listeners just passed out.
What?
Oh, no.
All right, so now tell us who's fun to play in Circle so you can annoy
I didn't
them
say
even more.
Somebody who's bad. I just said somebody who's not fun
that's
to
true.
Play.
No, that's fair.
That's for you. That's
and that is fair.
And I think Kaya's really fun, and most
again,
really
both
fun.
Of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've never actually played Ikaya.
No?
Oh, no.
She hasn't played the good one.
Yeah.
I haven't played the
Ikaya is the good one.
But Pikaya is fun.
I would agree. I played Pikaya a couple times. I don't remember why, but I was probably proxying her. But anyway. Anybody else?
I'm Blarg. That was my thing. I was trying to pick which faction to answer for, whether I answer for pigs or convergence.
Should we move on
or go back to mercs? Yeah, skip me for a second.
Brian, do you have someone you enjoy or don't enjoy playing with?
I actually like my Scorn. I think my Scorn casters are a ton of fun. I don't know which I like more. P. Morgul's so much fun. Makeda 3 is so much fun to play. I guess I would say not Makeda 2. I find her to be the least fun to play.
You play her at tournaments all the time, though.
I bring her out when I'm bored. If I want all my rounds to go two rounds, I play her. But
yeah, because you either win or don't, yeah, and it's done.
And it's boring. But no, Rasheth, P. Morgul, Makeda 3, Zal are my three. They're all just
on
fun.
On the flip side, Rasheth is miserable to play against.
Yeah, and just Makeda 2 is my least favorite to play.
Okay.
I enjoy everyone else, though.
Cool.
Since I've been switching over to Crix, I've enjoyed most of their casters, but I'll just say for trolls, because I know my troll buddies out there will get annoyed at me if I don't say anything about trolls. I would say probably my favorite caster to play is Grim Angus. I really like
Pete
his.
Grim
Angus, yeah. And also Jarl.
Okay. Jarl, when I look at trolls and I see Jarl, I'm like, that is the caster I'd play the shit out of if I play trolls.
Yep.
He looks amazingly fun.
The double shots, Well, he works well with everybody. I mean, he's a great all around caster.
Yeah,
and actually, I really meant to say Jarl instead of Grim Angus.
Okay, I'm less confused now.
Yeah, yeah. I have yet to play Grim 2.
Yeah,
you haven't played Hunter's Grim yet.
I have not played the Hunter's Grim yet. They came out right at the time that I said, "Hey, I'm gonna not play my trolls until I have something painted." And
how's that going?
That's going well.
I have a lot of fun playing Axis, and Aurora sucks.
Axis?
Yeah. Aurora sucks?
Aurora's... Meh.
Do you have enough angels to like play the Aurora themeless craziness, or no?
So she's got the assassination attempt that's boring and one tricky.
Yeah.
Like, either, oh, okay, look, I did the thing and the stuff, and I maybe killed you, or I didn't, and she died. And then as far as her spell list, like, Transference is okay, but she doesn't get a million focus like Connie does, so she can't have a huge Transference turn. She can only use it once or twice a turn. And she doesn't do anything for her Jax except for her Field Marshal. And I don't really find her good.
Which one's her Field Marshal?
Field Marshal is a 2-inch teleport during maintenance for
Apparition.
It's Apparition Battle Group, which is super legit.
That is legit.
It's legit, but that's all she does for her Jax. I mean, it's a good... If you're going to do one thing for Jax, that's a decent thing to do. It's a threat range extender. It gets him out of melee. It does all kinds of great stuff. But during her turn, her spell list doesn't do much, in my mind.
Yeah, I can see where that would be not as much fun to play.
Yeah.
An Axis counter
charge. Maybe when there's more troopers available for them. I mean, once some of the more of the heavies come out,
maybe
have a nice mix between the angels and those heavies, I think would be pretty
that
good.
That could be good. I mean, just as of right now with what's released, I don't find her particularly enjoyable. Meanwhile, Axis, I have now twice had him go like 2 feet because I've had him beat back one of their heavies like 10 inches just attacking it 5 times to end up next to their caster and then beat their caster down. And that's just hilarious. Like, Axis is like, I'm going for a ride and just smashes a guy in the face 10 times.
He has the ability to spend one focus
for two attacks. So he can attack.
He's like Morgul.
He can attack 16 times. No, 14 times because he's focus 6. So he can attack 14 times, beat backing the whole way. So he gets to charge like 10 inches and then beat back. So he can go 2 feet.
That's kind of cool.
Quick question. Is Trainwreck, is that only Battle or Beast?
Yeah.
War Beast? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just
Morgul
was just
can't
thinking,
do the same thing.
I was thinking, it's like, oh, can Morgul do that?
Morgul has Overtake, though, so he can kind of.
He sort of does that, yeah.
Against infantry. Yeah.
He doesn't get to move them, but he gets to move.
He doesn't get beat back with claws.
Right.
Yeah. Although it would be funny.
Yeah.
It would be
funny.
Berserker Rage!
Right. Plus, Countercharge is hilarious.
Yeah, Countercharge. That is, in my opinion, the funniest thing on his card.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Battle Group Countercharge, I think, is amazing. Especially with, you can also fit in with those little countercharging servitors.
Yep.
Those
the reflex servitors. Sweet. And he's got his feet is great, and he's got he's got bump and grind, which I'm so glad they brought bump and grind back for Osram, and then they give it to Axis as well. This battle group bulldoze is hilarious. Good times.
Yeah, he has a lot of fun rules. I could see that. I haven't actually seen you play him yet.
Play him against you.
You have to come down on Wednesdays.
To be fair, I was there a couple weeks ago, and then I went and watched Pacific Rim instead.
That's true. We actually told you to leave.
Which was the best decision ever.
Yeah, Pacific Rim's awesome.
I had good times. All right, so other email we had. Call?
keep going. You're doing great.
Other email we got was Ben Cohn emailed us specifically to say Warhammer, not as bad as we said it was. So
yes,
moving
it is,
on.
Ben. You're wrong.
and then Christopher Fuked. I don't know how he says
Foyt.
Foyt. Is that how he says the last
Fumke.
Name?
Fuke.
Fumke.
Wow. That's a Chris. I
don't know how he says the last name.
Well, not Foyt. How you did it.
Yeah. Well, I figured that.
Fuked.
So he wants to start watching Doctor Who. He does not want to watch 50 years of Doctor Who. Where should he start?
Just start with the current ones.
Doctor number 9, which was like 2005.
Yeah, just start with episode 1 of the relaunch and you're fine. You don't need the back.
Yeah, if you go to like a store and look at the shelves, I mean, also on Netflix. Netflix, the current season actually, it'll say like 2000 Doctor Who 2005, and that's the most current stuff. The first few episodes are still of the first season are rough. You have to be like, whoa. The only reason I watched it is because when me and Keith went to Daikon, I arrived just like a day and a half early because I like to be early.
Yes,
we had nothing to do, so he made me watch Doctor Who for like a few hours. And the first episode, I'm like, I keep watching this? He's like, it gets better. And around episode like 7 or... I mean, honestly, the first half of that first season is pretty... But I mean, it's still building characters, and it gets much better.
It finds its feet, and then the second half of season 1 is super good. Yeah. It redeems itself enough that it gets the pace going that you actually... It's not like season 1 is bad. Like, there's some shows where like season 1 of Parks and Rec is bad, just skip it or whatever. Yeah. Like, season 1 of the new Doctor Who is watchable. Just, it needs to find its footing.
Okay.
Although a heads up that's kind of weird is what's the last season with Tennant? One of the seasons, if you're watching through Netflix, one of the seasons you'll watch and you'll watch the finale and then you'll watch the first episode of the next season and there's a different doctor. And that's because for some reason Netflix has the three episodes between those seasons as their own like movies.
Well,
they're listed
movie.
Separately. It's true, but if you like everything else is all in a row on Netflix as different seasons, but those three episodes you have to look up individually on Netflix because they're separate little films. And so
well,
that's a heads up.
Even weird too, because Futurama is opposed to having different movies, it just has it as like season 6.
But they didn't.
Yeah,
but
they didn't.
Yeah. But they technically didn't film it as a season. That's why it's not.
Yeah,
but it's
but
just
Futurama
a heads up.
Futurama wasn't.
I suppose true. They could have. It would have been more convenient.
Yeah,
would have been helpful. Yeah.
It's just a heads up that when you finish that season, you need to be aware of that.
That's after season 1 or
no?
It's after season like
after
five
season.
Or something.
Oh, okay. After season 4, then you have to go watch the few movies and you go to season 5.
Also, there's 4 movies in between those two seasons, and one of them isn't on Netflix.
So, interesting.
No, Planet of the Dead's not on Netflix,
which is actually pretty good.
It's a decent one, yeah, but it's just not on Netflix.
I have them on Blu-ray, Chris, so you can borrow them from me.
There you go.
All right, and then he had a quick zappity grumble type-ish question for us. What character would you play in the IKRPG?
Unicorn.
Yeah, Gobber Jack Marshall.
Hard to argue with, I suppose.
Gobber Jack Marshall.
I don't know.
I would play an Iosan Solus.
I wanted to play a Bog Trog Warcaster.
Could I just be a bloat thrall? Is that allowed?
You can just be anything you want.
I think you'd have trouble describing the party backstory if you're a bloat thrall and the rest of us
are. A bile thrall would be more acceptable. I attack, okay,
you're dead.
Hey guys, I can kill everything here.
I come to the session with a stack of character sheets
that are all just bile thralls.
Purge, new character shows up. It's like the cleric in the gamers.
I just wanted to be able to do the Bog Trog Warcaster because I can talk in a Murloc voice. Not a Murloc voice, but like a Merman voice.
Right. It's pretty damn cool. And he's proud of that.
I think it's pretty damn cool.
Talks, ladies. Just letting you know, this is what you get.
Exactly.
Say yeah, take it, bitch, in your mouth.
No, please don't.
Yeah. Take it, bitch.
Oh my god,
I'm leaving now. It was my own idea, and I regret
it.
It
was a terrible decision.
Yeah. There's no more press gangers in this room.
Take it, bitch.
Did you want to actually tell us your character, Brian?
I don't know. Rifleman Alchemist.
Okay, seems good. All right, so
I have all of Gorman's weapons, but I'm like range 16.
Yeah. Oh God!
Well,
Range 16 blind. Fuck you.
One of the recent mom episodes, they were talking about putting snipe on Gorman, and I almost just passed out from anger. I was like, oh my god, that's so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Osram's theme force is really good, but he doesn't. Yeah. There you go. Ugh. Magnus can do it.
Yeah. So this was a topic that Katie actually brought up the other day, which I thought was pretty good, which is how does the game – what are like pros and cons and differences between playing the game at 35, playing the game at 50, playing the game at 75? We've said on our podcast a lot, we love 50. 50 is where we – 50 is where we live. It's what we love. But obviously there's places like Atlanta where they play nothing but 75.
Well, they just play that a
they
lot.
Play
they
play a lot.
They play,
lot
of the
they play,
two
play, all, they play
75.
All the points.
My point is they like the 75, definitely. And there's other metas where you go to where they play nothing but 35. And then that's the common thing. I know there was a forum discussion about War Machine Weekend recently talking about the 35-50 for the eight-man scrambles and stuff. Like, it's obviously a topic that interests people.
Your question has been asked. Stop talking.
Okay.
Carry on. Ask the question and then let the answers come. You asked it 20 times. You verbose son of a bitch.
True.
Katie, can I have your soda?
What? Really?
Katie had a soda in her pocket?
I know, right?
I thought she was just happy to see me.
I have a cough. I usually didn't wash it down.
I was so confused. You're like, Katie, can I have your soda? I didn't see a soda that she just casually reaches into her pocket and pulls out a soda.
I know, right?
It's Katie, like Leonard Part million? 6 over here.
Katie, can I have $1 million?
No.
Katie, I got some Diet Red Pop, if you want that.
I don't know what that means, but no.
I've been trying to reference Leonard Part 6 for 43 episodes. I'm just happy I finally got to.
Well, I'm glad I helped. I'm glad my throat parched helped. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
That'd be exciting for our listeners.
Yeah, everyone will enjoy that.
Fanta.
So I asked a question. I can't answer it all.
35, you can't. Your list is cramped at 35. You can fit everything you need to, but you can't get creative. 50, I love. 75, it's bloated and takes too long.
I think, in my opinion, I agree with most of what you said. 35, and some people say 35 is great because you have to make hard choices, but I think in the game, with all the things you have to account for, 35 leaves too many gaps, and you're getting a little bit too strong of paper, rock, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
At 50 points, paper, rock, scissors exist to some degree, but you can win bad matchups. I think it's harder the lower the point system to win a bad matchup. Like 75. If people went from 50 to 75 and they took maybe like a they made a 50 point army that
and
didn't have
add
the colossal and like something, it's great. It's when you go from 50 to 75 and you add in 25 points of infantry, the game is like, oh my god, I don't want to it becomes unfun when there's 25 points of, but if it was literally just like two big models, then like whatever.
Yeah.
And I think Privateer, I think they tried to go in that direction. I think that they thought, well, people just take big things now, we'll go to 75 points, and well, I'll just take a million little things.
Yeah.
So I think,
I think that was their expectation. Like, people played 50, and then they released Colossal, and I think Privateer thought people would go, oh, cool, I can take my 50-point list, add a Colossal, and play at 75, and that's not what happened.
I wonder if it's something that you could possibly do where you could play 50 points, but then add and make it so you have to play 25 points of battle group with it.
There are some factions that would be way better for than others.
Yeah, no, I mean, have like a restriction of battle group on top of whatever
or
points value.
You can't really say where Jax is. I mean, because you have Jack Marshalls or Wrong Eye and Snapjaw or a thing. But that's really hard to
hard to mitigate. If you're taking Wrong Eye, Snapjaw, or like a bunch of Jack Marshalls.
People have actually talked about it because one of the more interesting things to me in 40K, I don't know how it still functions now, but I think it's still around. But back when I played, was the like X percentage of your list had to be infantry, X percentage of your list had to be solo, and X percentage of your list had to be support.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about.
And somebody asked about like if War Machine had that, would it be terrible? And not necessarily. Like if you had like in your list, instead of jack points, had like 30% of your list must be war jacks, whether they be marshaled or battle group, and then 30% of your list must be support, and 40% must be infantry, that wouldn't necessarily be bad.
I like the. I wouldn't mind trying it with the jacks. The idea of forcing a certain amount of support feels unbalanced for the way the factions are.
War Machine could be so simple of just saying you have to percentage amount of jacks and
I would actually try that. I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, I think that would be something neat to try. Is maybe play like a catch weight of like 70 points. 20 points jacks for sure, and then the rest 50.
Yeah, it could be an event. List has to be jacks.
And I wanted to run an event. I mean, because I've been thinking about. What's the event? The 1-1-1 Highlander.
Highlander, yeah.
Because usually it's like one of everything and then a bunch of jacks, but one of everything. I thought, which is the same way you were just talking about, I wanted to run something where it's like you could take X amount of units, but 10 points of, if you play 50 points, you can have 10 points or whatever and then the rest jacks. I'm sure there's some threshold for a normal game, but it would be nice.
I think it'd be a cool event.
Obviously, I mean, that extreme is pretty ridiculous, but I'm sure there could be a balance, because even people who play Kricks, I mean, honestly, if you said you have to take 20 points of Jax with the minion warlocks and with especially with the journeyman's coming out, mm-hmm. taking Jax, you really don't have an excuse not to do that.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think every faction could do it. Some would do it better than others, obviously.
And some cast, I mean, in that
Hordes format, already does that.
Yeah, and in some formats, there are casters, like a format like that, some casters wouldn't work. But every faction has some casters that would.
Yeah, you probably see a surgence of them. Come on, like Harkovich, you'd probably see a little bit more than that.
And what's funny is some casters can work that way, but people just don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for example, like Vlad won, you know, he's got the science importance and everything, so people bring with lots of infantry, but he can run super heavy Jack because of his feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you usually don't see people bother because science importance is good the more models you have, so mm-hmm. they'd rather bring a shit ton of, like, Winter Guard.
Correct, and the more expensive science importance as well. You want to get that PowerPoint cost.
Right.
Yeah, and when you're casting science importance, you can't power the Jacks.
Right.
Correct.
Which is, a little bit of a problem.
You bring Golden Lords.
I mean, that's where certain Hordes factions would just really shine, because they already kind of play that way.
Even if that restriction would be something you'd only pull in the game at 75 points to ensure that jump from 50 to 75 would do that. Because that's, I mean, again, 75 points, if it wasn't for the insane infantry increase, I wouldn't.
I think that it'd be different with Hordes, though, because, like, when I'm at 50 points, I only have two units, and then most of it's
Well, so you've already reached that threshold, so it'd be the reverse. Like, if you set, 75 points and 40 has to be Jacks or Beasts, you're already there.
Yeah, so if somebody said that and I didn't have one of the Colossals, then I would want to bring two Lights and Infantry.
Yeah, because you don't want to have a million, because that way you're inefficient in Hordes, which is true. Unless you have minions, but that's still...
I don't see the issue really in Hordes. As being the problem with, you know, bringing in heavies or bringing in basically mm-hmm. what the game is built around. But War Machine really is...
It's infantry machine.
I also have a caveat. When I say 75 points, I always assume two casters, which also takes away the problem a little bit. Like, I don't think... I don't like 75 points one caster at all.
75 points one caster, the problem with two caster, rather. The problem with that is there's so many super broken caster combos. Like, I was talking to Kay. I was like, Cro-Mac with more Valna rerolls. It's just like... Guess your caster dies a lot.
Yeah, but everyone has.
And that's what happens. You see broken caster combos.
Yeah, I would like to play two caster games more often, and I will never do. I will not play an airplane game. I don't have that kind of tolerance.
But you already have casters who are broken.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
So if you have a broken combo, then
you can get a lot of fun combos with, like, rarely used casters. Suddenly, you're really good.
Or something amazing. People. Yeah, I could see that.
It's like our belief. For a lot of our Merc players, that Ashlyn is always the best secondary caster you can take in a list.
Yeah, I was going to say that Cro-Mac Morvana one sure isn't that good if it's going against Ashlyn Fiona. Because one turn you're missing everything, and then the next turn you're also missing everything. And then your army's dead.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think the whole, like, that way, because, I mean, you are, okay, if you have two casters at 75 points, and then you're still limited at Jax, each caster still needs a bunch of Jax anyway, so now it's not that bad. With two casters on the table.
Two caster 75, I don't mind. One caster 75 is awful, and I don't like two caster 100. Like, that's just too much.
100's ridiculous,
But two caster 75, I've only ever played the one list I have, but at that tournament I had a lot of fun, and I didn't see too much ridiculous bullshit last year at the two caster 75 point list. I really didn't. I didn't see, like, you know, anything like, you know, Gatsby 2, Denny 2, stuff like that. I'm sure I just got lucky, but I didn't see too much awful.
Well, that's cool. I don't know. As far as the original question, I think that intentionally or unintentionally on Privateer Press's part, the game is very balanced at 50 points. I think that at 35, there are factions that are strong and factions that are weak and a massive amount of rock, scissors, paper, like Brian said. And at 75, you have, again, not so much rock, paper, scissors, but faction inequality again, because there's some factions that just play better at that point level.
I think that the issue with 35 point for me isn't so much that, it's that the game takes the same amount of time as a 50 point game, and it should be like 45 minute game for a 35 point
especially
game.
Casual 35 points.
Yeah.
I guess casual is my, I mean, tournaments obviously for me go shorter because the round limits, I mean, when I play a tournament, it's going to be shorter. But,
also, the very first thing Brian said, that people saying that at 35 it's interesting because they have to make tough decisions. No, you don't. And that's why I don't like it. It's because at 35, you're like, okay, well, I have to take, X combo that my faction has that costs 26 points.
Yep.
My list is now done.
And I have
you
to
know,
make a
I bought the Wintergard Duff Star. I'm done making my list.
And like, I have you to get make no, a caster that does work.
Yeah, and so you don't get any creativity beyond that. You can't add interesting stuff, which is what those extra 15 points and 50 allows you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed, and I don't play a lot of 35 at tournaments or anything like that, but lately we've got a bunch of new players in our meta, so we've been playing 35-point games because that's all some of them have. And something I've noticed at 35 points is playing to the scenario at 35 points is actually really hard. Because at 50 points, I can play the scenario, I can get out attritioned a little bit and then win on scenario. And if you get attritioned hard while you're trying to take the scenario, then you just die.
Well, at 35. Yeah, that's a problem with having too few of models. Yeah. You know, that's a problem with Colossals in this day and age, is trying to play the scenarios. The geometry is too far away. Yep. I mean, there's zones are too far away.
Yeah. I can contest one zone, maybe, if it's a little closer to me.
Yeah. And that's the problem with 35.
Yeah.
I mean, I like 35, but...
We'll play Gorton 35 point with two Colossals.
as a troll player, I can't ring my head around 35. I can't build a list that I really feel like I could take on other factions reliably.
Well, that's part of the problem with the faction inequality at 35, is trolls need a certain base level points of support.
Yeah. As a Krix player, I mean, it's 35 points is beneficial.
It's great for Krix.
I still don't enjoy it, but it's definitely... So, I mean, when I say I don't like 35 points, I mean, I play a faction that is one on the higher end of the 35-point scale.
And I would say, actually, Scorn's pretty good at 35 points, too.
They can be.
They can. I mean, you can still take Bronzeback Gladiator Beast Handlers at 35, as it turns out.
With some Agonizers and a Rasheth.
Oh, I have a very good Rasheth. 35 point list. Also, yep. P. Morgulis and pretty.
How many animatrixes do you have in it?
16.
They'd be good if they were cheap enough to get 16 of them at 35 points. They were 2 point solo.
I read a thread that made me contemplate getting a second one, and I'm like, first of all, that made me sick that I thought that. And they're like, they were on sale for $30 a little while ago because, you know, but I'm like, I could have bought it for $30, so I'm not going to pay like more than $30 for one if I
ever get
a second one. But someone posted like a variant idea that would actually make two of them possibly viable.
Really? And
I'm not going to repeat it because I'll vomit before I can finish a sentence.
Yeah.
But it was in the Scorms forum. There was talk about Animatrix, and someone was like, well, in this scenario, they could be cool. I'm like, that guy's kind of right. And my desk was covered in vomit. I was sick of
someone in the faction forums was kind of right. That's disturbing.
Oh, yeah. He had an interesting idea.
Hey. JVM is right frequently, and that's in a faction forum.
Stop. Get his dick out of your mouth.
That thread cracks me up so much.
I will say this.
There's a thread that's just ask JVM. I forget how it's worded, but it's basically ask JVM your questions to tell him how amazing he is. Like, that's all it is. People saying, hey, Jake, you're amazing. And also, question X that's probably been asked 80 times because it's an 80-page thread. And then Jake saying, here's answer.
Hey, I have a question for JVM. If you still play Candy Crush, you have to allow me to move to the next level. I sent you a request. You got it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know what that was.
Just to let Brian know, I will not assemble another Animatrix.
You want to. I just bought you a Gord Earthshaker.
Earthshaker.
Yeah.
Rum Shaker.
Yeah, I bought you one for assembly fun.
Shaker Assault.
I'm assembling 24... Accurai.
Cataphracties.
I can do those for you.
I got the first one.
Our listeners are holding their breaths because of the tension in this conversation.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting for our listeners.
What's the next topic?
All right, next topic is Katie's Corner. And take it away.
I want to talk about going back to the fundamentals of things. So when I say that, I mean like unit spacing, when you're spacing your units, knowing how far away somebody is, knowing whether your model can take out their model.
And movement of model units, too, like repositioning. And
positioning.
So you don't pull a Pagani?
I don't think I explained that.
No.
That's what the Europeans, apparently, at the WTC were telling the Americans. That's what they call it whenever you move an infantry unit, and they're like, oh, wait, let me shift a couple of these guys around.
Oh.
That's a Pagani.
Okay.
It is the greatest thing in the world.
So now there's the Pagani and there's the Flanzer. Yes. I like...
And Christian, whenever you call...
whenever you say something racist.
Yeah, it's a point of Keith or
it's
Christian.
It's point of
Keith. I'll probably play a point of Brian after my earlier comment today.
Yes.
No, because you don't do a Chinaman voice as part of our podcast.
I have no actual talent to do it. Otherwise, I would probably have racist comments more, but I have no voice talent.
I want so much to do a Chinaman voice right now. I'm fighting it so hard.
Hey,
I bet you
can't do it.
I'll
bring you a soda next week.
Okay. Just in general, or if I do a Chinaman?
If you do a Chinaman voice.
Can you do a Swedish Muslim Jeremy Chinaman? I don't even know.
Me Reiki Soda. Reiki very much.
That was more also, Swedish.
I said Reiki with an R. Me Reiki da Soda.
There we go. Got it.
So Nathan, can you
do
tell
we have
me
a gong?
Can you tell me about your favorite moment as a press ganger?
I'm not a press ganger anymore.
Or as a judge?
Yeah. Oh god, I'm not gonna be a judge for long. I'm too verbose on the forums.
I'm most surprised you still are one.
Oh god. Like, someone is asking about something, like, in an event, they're like, you know, what would you bubble on? I'm like, I would warn the fuck out of that guy, and apparently that's not phrasing you use.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you stress.
Because I would warn the fuck out of that guy in that hypothetical situation.
Yeah, there's been some people asking these weird, like, I went to this event, and this guy, you know, did this thing, and he's like, was it right? And obviously it was just like, a terrible thing.
It's like, this guy pissed in my mouth and then punched my grandma in the throat. Is that okay? Because the judge document doesn't address it.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't address it. It's cool.
It's not specifically called out. It's fine.
I'm not sure if I'd want to read the judge document if it has to cover. Well, maybe I would want to read the document.
It might be funny.
If it has to cover every single incident like that.
There's a general sportsmanship section, you asshats. Calm down.
Yeah, there's been some amazing questions in that thread.
Anyway, Katie, you were talking.
Sorry.
Anywho, because if you play for a while, you can forget them. And then Jeremy was saying the other day he's squishing all of his units together, which is not what you're supposed to do. And it's just forgetting those basics that bring your game up to the next level when you're starting to do more advanced maneuvers, tactics, things. So do better.
Wow.
Wow. That was some knowledge that just got dropped right there.
Just do better.
I will say that's you could way I psych people out. When I sit down against an opponent and when their infantry's all clumped up, I'm thinking to myself, new player.
Yep.
It's like, I want to suck a good player, go to a new meta and like clump them for turn one and then suddenly like spread out and be all like clever around, you know, around two. Like, wait a minute, that guy isn't an idiot.
But yeah, I mean, you can, like, it's true though. You can walk up to a table that's in mid game and you can look at the table, and if you know nothing about either player, you can get some idea, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. This guy must have bought his models on the way here. Like, you can get an idea just from the way their units are laid out, the way their army's configured.
Yeah, you'll see a unit with, like, five reach guys all, like, 2 inches apart from each other, and then four more guys, like, 3 inches behind them, and then the leader in the back. Like, yeah. Oh, that guy's setting up to take the Alpha Strike and then countercharge because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then you'll have somebody with models that aren't defensive line. They're like, base-to-base randomly, and they're all within an inch of each other.
One of our local players recently was playing against Brian. Brian was playing a cannoneer and the mammoth, and a unit. I walked over, and a unit of Kayazi were hugging each other so that they could all be on a hill. Like, most of them were base to base, if not.
They have +2 defense against shooting.
They do, which mattered not at all when the mammoth went, and you're all dead.
Great for a stalker. I would have loved that.
At least the stalker has to hit. The mammoth was just like, I shoot direction.
Didn't go well for
him. But for these things, like, you don't need to be practicing against the best opponent to be able to practice them. You can focus on what's been doing wrong on your own side.
You can even solo. You can set up your army and do your first turn and unpack your army and see what they look like. And you're like, oh, wow, that's bad or that's good. And you can just get in the habit of, your infantry should all be an inch and a half away from each other to minimize. Like, if one of them gets hit with a 3-inch AOE, nobody else dies.
Yeah. I mean, and the good part about doing it solo is that after you launch, you can go around to the other side of the table, say, what does this look like? I was the opponent. What would I do against it?
That's a good way for reviewing your matches, too, over a video, mm-hmm. so you can see what you have all done wrong.
I would agree.
It's or feel great. Like you've done right, but you look at the table like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing, like, what you see when you see yourself in a video, and it's just embarrassing.
Or when you,
I just
know.
Cry a lot. Constant weeping.
Oh, that's scary.
Like, one habit I had to break myself with is I knew these things, but you overthink sometimes. Like, when I'm running the pirate suite, I would want to get every single model within 7 inches of dock because 4+ tough. I want 4+ tough. So all my pirates would be jammed into this little bubble, and 4+ tough is good, but it's less good than not getting hit by the AOE in the first place, you know? And so you have to sometimes it's a trap. Sometimes you got to keep these things into account.
Yeah, I know one of the funny
things. Like, trolls, same thing with the bubble. Like, they'll want to be close to the armor bubble. Being not hit in the first place is better than +2 armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the whole can of the Artificer and Rhett, but something that I have to work on really, like, physically think about every time I sit down. It's like, okay, my opponent's playing Menoth slash Ravagors. That means doesn't matter if they're in the bubble. Don't have everybody hug the Artificer to give them a target to fire at and light my whole army on fire.
I like that Andy, who always grumbles about sound, has his cat rubbing his face all over the microphone. Yeah. And previously was giving himself scoliosis, hunching over specifically so that Loki could purr against the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could have heard it, that was Loki purring into the microphone for a long time.
Some of it was him. Some of it was Katie.
You know, things happen.
She has things in her pocket.
But, I think fundamentals are a really good point, and something that most of, like, maybe not everyone, but certainly I can still work on, and I'd like to think I've gone at least beyond being a beginning player, and I can always improve on my fundamentals.
No, you're not a beginner. You're just incompetent.
Well, great. Hey, I went 4-0 at a recent event, goddammit, with Rhett. Admittedly, two of my four opponents were playing Rhett, but still.
I went 3-0 with pigs.
And then I beat you.
Yeah, that was...
beat. Got forfeited to.
I did get forfeited to. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I played an event where I got forfeited to, and I got forfeited to twice that
day. Hey, dig-in isn't very good against Nyss. pro tip, people. When you're confused by the fact that you're 3-0 with pigs, don't just do dumb things. I'm like, how am I not in the losing bracket? What's happening here? Dig-in against things with Hunter. Oh, that didn't work.
But yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with focusing on the fundamentals. It's not you can be the best player and go back and look at it and make sure that you're still doing things right.
You always have to take care of the little stuff first.
Yep, and I mean, it's not just units. It's like making sure you can focus your force on an area.
Having your beasts within your control area, making sure that you're allocating your focus appropriately and efficiently.
Reaving your fury.
Hey, happens at least once to the best of us. Usually after we say that, we don't know how anyone's ever forgotten to do it.
Yeah, or right immediately after.
Or, you know, spacing for options. If you have a model with power booster, is it within walk plus power booster range of multiple warjacks so that you have choices next turn? You know, or similar to with, like, the ugly stupid thing from Circle.
Gorax.
A Gorax, you know? Is it just 3 inches behind one of your beasts, or is it halfway between two of your beasts so you have choices next turn about which one it puts primal on, you know?
No, that's a good point. Katie, stone placement around their beast so you can refury if you need to, or heal things if they get an aspect taken out.
Or don't get them shoved.
Do you have Madeline Corbeau in your list? If you do, is there shit in the way of things you wanted to move with her? Mm-hmm. Because if you're me, that's always a yes. I'm always like, oh, I can Corbeau move Gorman, or, you know, Durgan forward 3 inches, and I'll put two things base to base in front of Durgan, and I'm like, oh, I'm not Corbeau moving him anywhere.
Yeah, those guys in defensive line, they'll definitely be better there.
Yeah, they'll be great. I should just put all these guys around Durgan, defensive line. That way Corbeau can trigger and nothing moves. That's a fundamental.
It is a fundamental.
It's a fundamental.
I knew somebody would say that.
I gotta
put it in my phone next week to bring you a soda. Which I'll forget.
So, did anybody else have any more follow-up to fundamental?
So you gave up being a judge for a soda. A hypothetical soda.
For maybe soda.
I didn't give up being a judge.
And it's established that I'm kind of flaky.
Yeah.
I mean pretty flaky.
I was merely doing an example of what not to do. Don't do racist Chinaman impressions, Keith.
And how would those go again?
No, I already got my soda.
I just want to make sure that I'm remembering.
I can give you a soda.
You need to be like, I need to like today. Pie and meal. You're like, Nate, tell a racist joke. I'll bring pie. Ooh, pie. I like pie.
I have some apple pie upstairs.
Isn't that the same as saying, Nathan, tell a joke?
No.
Isn't that week old? Isn't that week old apple pie?
Huh?
Isn't that week old apple pie?
Apple pie doesn't spoil.
Does it have cheese on it? Because I don't get the people who put cheese on top of apple pie.
What the?
It's a Wisconsin thing.
No, it is not. It is an East Coast thing. It is a New England thing.
I thought it was a cheddar Wisconsin thing.
No. For all the cheese Wisconsin loves, we do not sully our pies with it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I always assumed that's what it was.
No. No, it just sounds
it's a terrible thing.
Gross.
No, yeah. I saw it, there was I saw it at a restaurant here
it's
in Madison
spreading.
Somewhere, but yeah,
it's
it might be a new thing in the Madison area.
People are dumb.
They are dumb.
Do not sell your pie. Damn it.
Ice cream, on the other hand, delicious on pie.
Ice cream on pie?
Oh, I thought you meant with cheese on it.
No. Oh, God.
Put a slice of cheese on top of your ice cream.
Squeeze cheese.
Yeah, right.
Like,
oh, my God.
All over, you know?
Speaking of throwing up earlier.
I kind of want to try that.
Yeah, delicious. I don't like. How would that taste?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Well, I'm gonna try it.
All right. Well, you guys,
I made it.
Let us know next week.
One of my new favorite sandwiches was just us putting random things on bread, and it turns out that peanut butter, mayonnaise, and bread and butter pickles is a good sandwich.
That sounds disgusting.
I think I might throw up.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, well, you know, it sounded horrible, and then I ate a bite, and then I made two more of that sandwich.
To be honest, did you say Miracle Whip? That sounds like something that you're at your house alone all weekend, you have no car, and you have just bread, peanut butter, mayo, and pickles in your fridge.
Right. I'm following you so far, right?
Yeah. It just sounds like you had no choice in the matter.
Yeah, but it turned out it was good.
Yeah.
That's a happy coincidence.
Yeah. Mayonnaise. Well, mayonnaise is good on everything, it's first like, I've of got all. A gun so, peanut butter sandwich,
the other room,
delicious.
Sometimes I'm bored.
Peanut butter sandwich, delicious. Mayonnaise, good on everything, so you just add some mayonnaise on there. And then bread and butter pickles are amazing.
So you lost me at step two there.
Bread and butter pickles are, but they say pickles, and that's gross.
No, they're good. They're sweet and buttery. They're not sweet like sweet pickles, but they're not dilly. They're good.
They're good. I like bread and butter pickles. I like peanut butter. I would not eat them together.
Everyone knows dill. Everyone hates sweet pickles because they should, because they're awful. And then bread and butter pickles are delicious.
Sweet pickles are horrible. I went to a restaurant once and they had like one of the little baby pickles on the side. And I was like, oh,
a dill pickle.
Baby dill pickles. I took a bite of it. It was like cancer. It was horrible.
Is eating cancer our thing now?
I don't know. Apparently, it's come up twice now.
I started cancer.
You started cancer?
I started cancer.
That jerk? Wasn't very nice.
So how was your life as a press case?
Yeah.
All right, we have bowling tips next.
Yeah, I actually wrote that down just to be funny.
Well, no time for that. We have to do some zappity grumble.
Yeah, we got to grumble the zappities. So I don't have Facebook. So
bowling tips is join a nine tap league and have fun.
And have fun.
Shake hands. Somebody asked on Facebook what your favorite TV series of all time was.
We have an order of zappity grumbles.
Yeah,
so. I know, but I wanted that question to get asked.
We're going to ask
on the bottom of it.
So
I'm trying to go into Facebook and I'm hitting wrong buttons. Okay.
Zappity.
Go, Andy, go.
Go.
I didn't have it like right
away.
You
said you had it.
Son of a bitch. I still don't hear it at all.
Zappity.
No, that's
That's after
ask a fucking question.
I thought it was before.
Zappity, grumble, go.
This is more entertaining.
We have 7 minutes.
Throw in Lilith, a good idea. Substitute for beasts.
Thrilleth with Lilith? Huh?
What?
Lilith
Throne and Lilith 1, a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't play Legion.
Okay.
I like the Throne. I don't like Lilith 1, though, so I don't know. I haven't tried it.
And Will is actually asking, too, is when will we hear Swedish Muslim Jeremy again? Is he still alive?
He heard him earlier in this episode.
Did you just change questions halfway through answering a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no zappity grumble in between the
questions. It was actually all part of the same fucking question.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
That's why I didn't wait.
Okay.
Zappity?
Well, you're like, thruff, woof, woof, woof. Also, Will wants to know this. That's what I heard.
This is a tragic mistake.
Grumble.
You're welcome, Will.
Was that a yes? I didn't even hear the second question.
I don't even know.
Just talk like Muslim Jeremy for a little bit.
I don't know
just
what's
say
happening.
Something. Say something funny.
Say zappity.
Say
in
it
Swedish
funny.
Muslim.
Purgly flurgly. Go.
We're all better.
All right. Fill in the blank. Tom Brady is to football as blank is to war machine.
Oh, I should warn you guys.
JVM.
Cancer.
Tom Brady. Jokes on there. It gets repetitive.
That's because Andy's post that we were posting was about the Patriots. So that
yeah,
was,
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
There's a lot of Tom Brady questions on the Zappity Grumble.
Is the answer to that? Fill in the blank.
No, because he's actually good and people like him.
Yes.
So
both of which are true of Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is to football as Jeremy is to War Machine.
God,
unlikable guy who thinks he's prettier than he actually is. And everybody enjoys watching him
lose.
But he's married to someone beautiful, and everyone likes to watch him fail.
Right.
You're the Tom Brady of War Machine.
I am going to get a t-shirt that says Tom Brady and start wearing it to tournaments.
He'll probably sue you.
No, they sell those, as it turns out.
Oh, I thought you were going to make one.
But you would be stopped.
Yeah. They're like, excuse me, sir, that's defamation. Tom Brady will sue you for defamation of character.
This is going to happen. War Machine weekend is going to happen.
I have Twitter up, by the way.
Zappity.
Grumble. So this one, I will say you should run through some spell checking when you add a post, okay, because this sounds really bad.
Read it as it's written.
Yep. So finally got my wide to play Wits and Wagers. She asked me to get Ticket to Ride. What's the next game to get her into?
It's not nice to call her wide.
It is not nice.
Not
it
nice.
Is really not nice to call her
wide.
No,
in fact, you're going to be in big trouble when she sees this.
Well, yeah.
Pro tip, women don't like that.
Well, we need a name. That's
we need a name.
All right, it's Robert Darofsky.
Oh, I've seen his wife. Why? He was cracked.
Wow! I'm sorry, Robert.
What?
Oh, sorry. Your wife is a lovely lady.
You can still love the wide ones.
What? Oh, my God.
They're lovable. There's more there to
this
hug.
This is so off the rails.
Hey, you can hold buy on. A blanket at night.
Yeah.
I'll keep you warm.
Oh, my God. Just give it that.
Get Small World. Just say
Small World is the answer.
Small World is a good game.
And or I'm Lords gonna,
actually, I would say Lords of Waterdeep also.
Or if you play two-player a lot, any of the Mr. Jack games. I like the Mr. Jack games. A new one just came out that's Phantom of the Opera themed.
There's a cool Lord of the Rings two-player game.
Yeah, the one that's like Stratego.
I can't think of the name of it suddenly. Yeah.
I haven't actually played that, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite Stratego.
It's like $20 or $30. It just came out. It got reprinted by Fantasy Flight real recently. That's a good two-player game.
So there you go.
I'm going to get stabbed.
Zappity.
You are.
Crumble! How big does a War Machine tournament need to be before you'll travel across multiple states for it? I honestly say whoever's going to be at it, and if you feel like you're going to have fun, take the trip.
Well, I'll go to, if it's a multiple day con, 6 hour, if it's, well, I won't fly to almost anything.
True.
So that's, I mean, lock and load because it's Privateer Press will be why I'll break that rule. But, I mean, honestly, if it's a con, even if it's big, if it's more than a six... I mean, Texas has some amazing cons. There's some amazing cons where all the big guys go to in California. Yep. But it has to be within a six-hour, maybe a seven-hour drive. And it has to have multiple 50-point events. I don't care who's there. I've seen cons where it's like all weekend there's one 50-point event and everything else is like 35 weird events. I'm not going to that.
Right.
I mean, people is always obviously the best part of the cons, but I want to also play fun events.
I go if Brian's driving so I can get ride in his car.
It is also 50%.
I will not drive to anything.
For his mixtape?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You are going to love this trip.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm going to spend so much money making your life hell.
I would say if you're driving by yourself, it's almost never going to be worth it if you're going to go more than 3 hours. Like that, you're just going to be miserable if you're driving more than 3 hours by yourself two ways.
I honestly think it really depends on who's going to be at the con, who's going to be at the convention.
Well, because then you're just going to visit friends.
He's not even saying it has to be a con. Like he's saying if like Madison's holding an event, would you drive multiple states if it was 15, if it was 30, if it was 70?
Well, but what Andy's saying is like if there's a 32-point thing in Iowa, we're more likely to drive there than if there's a 32-point thing in the Upper Peninsula with a bunch of people we've never heard of.
32 even
if it's
points?
Or 32 person, sorry. Okay. Even if it's the same size and the same everything,
agreed.
I don't know any of the people at one of those destinations versus the other, and that's the deciding factor.
But wait, you would go to where Crump is versus where Crump's
it's
not.
Easier to punch Crump if you're where he is.
Also, to be fair, if you're starting from the point where you don't know anyone, just drive some places and find out who you enjoy hanging out with.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like because if you started from the point where your meta doesn't travel and you're going to be the first one in your meta that travels, travel to a bunch of different places, figure out who's cool and fun to hang out with, and then, you know, when you realize that we're not, stop coming to Madison and go play those other places.
Yeah, seriously, we're not very excited.
But we should still have people come to Madison because they give us money.
Well, also, we have Papa Bear's Barbecue.
We do have Papa Bear's Barbecue.
Which, by the way, when I have more events at Busy, I'm going to have to like, ban that from a place to go because I have to, like, or I'd be like, you have 25 minutes. If anyone's not back, I don't care if you have a barbecue or not.
From now on, just because literally everybody went to the last event, from now on, I'm just going to up the charge by, like, $5-$10 and just have them cater.
No, that'd be good.
Just say awesome. All events at Misty include catering from Papa Bear's Barbecue.
Yeah. Well, you should make sure there's a catering.
And
yeah, he probably does, especially because he doesn't like it when a bunch of people, he's not.
Oh, my God. We were sitting there, and like 12 people walked in the door. That poor girl at the cash register, she looked like a Wolverine had just burst out of her bedroom closet to attack. She was like, oh, my God!
Well, she was like a 15. Like, she looked like she was the daughter. She's only like
I'm
15
sure
years
old. It's a family
old.
Thing, yeah. She's like 15, running the register. There's already like 9 people in line. And then 9 more people come walking through the front door, and she just
On the bright side, if we do cater from Papa Bear's, then when Pat comes, he can give us his money, and then we can eat barbecue in front of him. And then Katie can hold money in front of him and drop it on the floor and say, could you hand that back to me?
No.
Well, he has to drop his own money.
Oh, okay.
And then she'll buy him a burger.
I'll just put ranch dressing on his $10 bill. That's pretty much the same as eating vegetables.
So kind of an insight, though, on like traveling to tournaments to see if they're worth it. We actually met all the Iowans, like Brian and I, Jim, Nathan all met the Iowans just by going to the Minnesota tournaments on a fly. And that is actually probably like one of the greatest things.
I don't know. I'm mistaken. If we wouldn't have went to that, we wouldn't have met them. Our life would be,
be different.
Yeah,
that's true.
Be happier.
No, I thought it was awesome. I like them, except for Crump.
Marshall would probably still live here.
Yeah, we still have Marshall.
Keith would still live here as well.
Keith, if I hadn't committed to felony, I wouldn't have met any of you guys.
The only reason Keith exists in the National Medicine is that I drove him everywhere.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
The world can thank my car for it. Not me, my car, for taking Keith to all the original cons.
Your car made Keith, and I recommended that Fat Asian be a press ganger. Yeah, so we're to blame for two of those
things. That's all our fault. Oh, I feel so guilty from associating with you people.
Oh, wait,
you
we're doing Zappity.
Yeah. Grumble.
I forgot that's a thing that's happening.
Chris asks me if I will paint his cane too.
No.
If you want it done 6 years from now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it depends on when you need this done. If this is within, you know, until 2012, or I mean 2020. I had the forethought to fix my error immediately, Mr. 52 Stinks. Maybe.
Yeah, here we go.
What's more pathetic, a Patriots fan living in Wisconsin or never having eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich until you're on the cusp of 40?
Definitely the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, Patriots fan.
The Patriots fan. Not the fan, the Patriots.
The Patriots.
They're more pathetic.
Yeah. Grumble.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Wow, there is a lot of John Christensen.
John asks us four questions.
Yeah, who's the worst person, Tom Brady or Nathan Hoffman?
Me.
Nathan.
Zappity Grumble.
Zappity Grumble.
Like anyone short of Hitler, you're going to go ahead and have
me as
the answer.
Should we go ahead and skip the 15 gone questions to other people?
All right, so Tom Brady is the bane of existence. There we go. Done.
All right, so skip all Tom Brady's.
Skip. Zappity.
Grumble.
I have a couple of Twitter. Should I throw a Twitter
one
out?
Twitter. Well, Andy sorts through the Brady questions.
Tim Simpson asks, can we alert space at War Machine Weekend?
No.
Oh, I am bringing I am bringing space alert. There will be much space alerting.
Excellent.
I'll bring the expansion, too, so if people want to do a campaign, we can try it.
Zappy Grumble.
Is that the end of Facebook?
We have, like, one more, but Brian wanted to go.
I thought Katie had one Grumble. From Facebook she wanted.
Yeah, there's a... yeah.
It's just the one more. It's the TV series.
Do the last one.
So go ahead.
Oh,
if the one more is the one Katie wants to ask, it's funnier not to ask it.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Katie.
Go ahead, Katie.
Zappity?
Grump? What?
What's the question?
Oh, what's your favorite TV series of all time?
Okay. You've been clearly thinking about it.
What's your answer?
I don't know.
That was a lot of build up to not knowing.
Oh, wow.
Wait, I really want to answer this question.
I don't know.
You're so excited to not answer.
I froze.
Would you like the rest of us to answer your question?
You're so beat red now.
Oh, she's so embarrassed. It's adorable.
And with the white jacket she's wearing, you can really see the. It really brings out the red.
Answer the question, right?
Favorite TV show of all time? I gotta say Firefly. I understand that it's not as long as lots of others, but like I could probably watch Firefly more times through than any other show ever.
Yeah.
Like it's just the writing, the actors,
I watch way too much TV to possibly give that a fair answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just say one of the most perfect shows I've seen. I mean, Breaking Bad just ended. Yeah. But I mean, as far as beginning to end, quality-wise, there's other great, great, great TV shows out there, but one of the most close to perfect was Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad is pretty, pretty damn flawless.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, people argue whether The Wire or Breaking Bad are better, which is it's two amazing shows.
I've never seen The Wire.
Well, you know, you're uncultured.
Yeah.
I've only seen half an episode.
So,
of
The Wire,
Bad,
me, and Jim used to watch 1 minute of The Wire because we would turn HBO on to watch some shows. So we'd see the end of The Wire, and it never made any fucking sense. It was just like, why? And we would say, why do people like the show? Because you'd see this minute of like this weird thing happening, like it's like this odd thing. But then I watched it all later.
I need to activate my Go account to watch it.
Someone upstairs is vacuuming.
Nathan, what are you?
I don't know. Breaking Bad is up to five, but I was trying to think of something older, you know. But
I hate to say the most recent thing,
because I'm thinking back to like shows I used to watch a whole, like I used to love like Remington Steele and some of those shows like that, and
DuckTales.
I got mine.
DuckTales, you know, stuff like that. I mean, there's all kinds of cartoons. I mean, it depends, you know. When I was 8, mm-hmm. you know, these shows were really perfect for me as an 8-year-old, and now as I'm older, like you know, it depends on the stages in my life.
Yeah.
My favorite show as a small child, and still kind of stands up. It's a network show, Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer, yeah. It's a good show.
Sledgehammer is great. I haven't watched it recently, but
Katie, it's still good. Did you think of one yet?
Well, I decided in terms of rewatchability, Futurama, because I can rewatch it forever and ever and ever. But I don't know that it's my favorite show.
Rewatchability is pretty good.
That is important, though. That's an important metric.
Like, I could watch Seinfeld again and again forever.
Mm-hmm. The first six seasons of The Simpsons. You know, I can quote like every episode start to finish of the first six seasons of The Simpsons. I mean, it's just ingrained into my personality now.
Yeah, well, I bought the first nine seasons of The Simpsons and then listened to the commentary. And they said one of their criteria was they had to be able to listen to the same joke 40 times and feel like it was still funny. Or something.
Which is a great criteria for a show like that.
And sometimes it's listening to the same joke 40 times in a row in the episode. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Dental plan. Lisa needs braces.
But, yeah.
Futurama, that was your vote?
Well, I forgot about Simpsons because you don't like it, so I never watch it.
He doesn't like the Beatles and he doesn't like the Simpsons? Mm-hmm. What? How do you...
And what? Likes the Patriots.
What the... What?
These are all true statements.
What? How big is his dick? I don't understand this.
She likes small things.
Can he lick his eyebrows? Like, where is this coming from? You don't live in a mansion, so that's not it. There's zero redeeming features about this man. Zero. And I say this as a friend, Jerry.
Yeah, I know.
I mean this in the best possible way.
In the best possible way.
But you're repugnant. You're like an abomination against nature. But I mean that because I love you.
I mean, I love you too, and I feel the same way about you, Nate.
The penis.
Oh my god. So now zappity, twittery,
grumble.
Zoomble.
All right. Board game most likely to provoke stabbings.
Diplomacy.
No.
I don't agree.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal is pretty right up there.
I've seen nothing personal get the most violent. And Lords of Waterdeep to get almost as violent.
And spoons.
Well, no, because Katie just will stab people.
Because we just don't play, but I have legit seen fist fights at games of diplomacy. I'm quoted in somebody's SIG as the fact that I saw somebody forced to eat a fleet marker in diplomacy. It was shoved down his throat with, choke on it, you son of a bitch.
After seeing diplomacy played, I could play the game and never get upset.
We haven't played it personally, though.
It's a pretty...
Even if I played it personally. Now that the mechanics just... Couldn't get me. I couldn't get riled up by a game like that.
And that's the thing. You have to understand that. Like, it's when the wrong person plays diplomacy that has happened. Because literally, the only mechanic in diplomacy is lying to each other and betraying each other. It is the only mechanic in the game. So when people don't get that and they take it personally, that's when shit gets real.
I will say, if the metric is most physical violence, then the most physical violence I've ever seen from a game is repeated games of Settlers of Catan. I've seen that game get violent. I've seen two tables thrown in games of Settlers of Catan. Like one was not a card table. One was a legit, like, four-seat table that got thrown.
I flipped a board game of Supremacy once back in the late 80s.
Here's the other thing about diplomacy, though. Because even if you tell someone, like...
It was someone else. They were there.
That a move's a good move, and then... So this happened when we played online. Like, Nate Newby was going to attack me. I was like, you know that they're just going to stab you in the back as soon as you attack me and leave your things. And he was like, oh, I don't care. I don't think they will. And then that's exactly what happened.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ate the shit out of his territory.
Yeah, and that's what I told him was going to happen. And, like truth doesn't hold any kind of water in that game.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
that was being mad by an incompetent.
That was an incompetent play.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Settlers because I've seen multiple acts of physical violence.
I've seen
games
some pretty. I mean, we got pretty racist and pretty violent in that Ticket to Ride Europe game. I mean, the third train down, people are already calling people, you know, the horrible things. I mean, that was like from like calm to holy shit
in three trains.
Yeah, I was like,
well, that's when you get more than three players. In trains, it gets violent.
It's so much
impressively
fun,
impressively violent. It was amazing.
Like, the thing is, it was so much fun and so angry. But, like, the difference, like, we play two players, it's like, hey, you know, whatever. And then five players, like, I hate everyone.
Our group is getting really good at contained hate for during the game, and then
we let it go.
It all burns during the game. It's not like
it was better. It was better when it was upstairs, though, because there were always cookies afterwards. Where I feel like it helped.
We don't hold grudges.
The banana bread helped with Battlestar.
Well, I do hold vengeances, but that's a different thing.
That's a whole different thing.
Hey, one of mine is cashed in.
Two.
Two of yours are cashed in.
He cashed in one against you and one against me accidentally.
Do you have, like, a tally at home? Like, how many more vengeances do you have against Katie?
I have one left. It's like a slap bet.
Yeah, it's a lot like a slap bet.
Is that me?
No.
How many vengeances do you have against me?
You actually, everyone else, she's the only one who has a vengeance currently. There's only one vengeance.
She's the only one who just randomly destroys you. Like, yeah. Yeah.
She's like, oh, Brian's in like last place. Let me go kick him. Yeah. I was like, what?
I do usually kick people when it's the legit right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie will just randomly fuck you over.
No,
yeah.
Here's the thing is you'll be in last place and you'll still want the best move on the table. And it doesn't make any sense for you to take that move because you're in last place. It doesn't matter. I should take that move. Well, I'm in second place.
You're dead anyway. You don't deserve any medicine. It's not going to help anyone. Yeah.
So it's similar to my first experience in Lords of Waterdeep where I'm like, I should play this card. And then Katie's like, fuck you. And then just slam me down. Well,
it's her and me left to place tokens. She's like already guaranteed second. All she can do is hurt me. I can't possibly win. It's like, oh, I'll still do this and screw Brian over. It's like, what?
It's like, yeah. That sounds like Katie. Yeah.
She's a vulture. Yeah, she's pretty, like, you're dead anyway. I can pick some flesh from your bones. Yeah. I could attack the person who's winning, or I could just, yeah.
Okay, to be fair, I could attack the person who is winning, so.
Yeah, no, she could only either just help herself up more or just screw me for no. Well, actually, because she could have helped, she could have not.
Katie's if somebody's like, pick on someone your own size, Katie's like, why would I do that? Yeah. Smaller people don't fight back as well.
Yeah. She's learned that from life.
Yeah. I might lose if I picked on someone my own size. Are you stupid?
That's true.
It's fair.
Like, it is legit.
Hey, we're playing games here. It's serious business.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a good thing that our group leaves it all in the field. Because, man, if we carried that around after some of the games, some of the ways we get it with each other.
You know, I will throw this out, though. The angriest I've seen at our group was I thought Brian was legit going to attack Jeremy when Jeremy helped him win a game.
Because
Jeremy's like, you should do this, and Brian's confused, so he starts doing something, and then halfway through doing it, he finds out what he's doing and got furious, because it's like, someone's like, yeah, you should just shoot yourself in the knee repeatedly, and so Brian got so pissed because your advice was so stupid,
but it won
and then
the
he
game.
Came back and it turned out your advice was right, so he got even more pissed.
Yeah, then he was
also, because you did some math wrong for yourself. I mean,
true, I might have actually won had I...
No, you wouldn't have ever won. You thought you were going to win.
I was going to get second. If the math had worked out just right, I had a fighting chance for first, but I missed a game.
To be
game
fair,
roll.
That was after. I mean, we had a huge long weekend. I haven't slept in days, but I was.
You were so
much
pissed. That was I had to leave the table to calm down.
In the middle of his own turn.
That was probably the maddest in a game I've been in 10 years.
Well, then
I won the game 5 minutes later, and that was even more upsetting.
For anyone who's played Kaylin, well, I mean, the big thing is there's a commodity. Gold is worth a bajillion bajillions, and all the other commodities are garbage. And so Jeremy's like, yeah, you could sell some commodities and do this. So Brian starts selling commodities, and he's like, but this isn't working. And Jeremy's just like, and so Brian's already committed to doing this. And then Jeremy's like, no, you just have to sell all your gold for shit also.
Not
and Brian's
gold. Some yeah, of his
most
gold.
Of my gold.
Most of his gold. You just have to sell all your gold. You know, you just have to burn your $100 bills to light your, you know, it's just like, so Brian's like, this is what I'm doing? This is what you talked me into doing? So you had to leave the table.
This was after Gen Con, too, so we hadn't had any sleep. We
It was 4 days of no sleep.
Well,
I slept
is,
great at Gen Con.
No one else did.
He was so mad.
And then as soon as we got back home, called Nathan, do you want to come play board games?
that was truly, like, how stupid are you?
So we played 8 hours of board games.
We
it was
did.
Fun. The last hour wasn't as much fun. But the first seven was pretty good. I mean, I kind of like winning.
And I got a lot of sleep on the car in the right
room. Just trade off your gold. Oh. Because I figured I would,
yeah. Because it seriously was. It's like, yeah, you know, just you're gonna cut your hair and cut your fingernails, and now just saw off your legs. What?
Well, and the best part was Nathan was also pissed because it took first from away from you.
Yeah, oh yeah, it did.
Because you had first locked up, man. Yeah. Like,
and Brian never would have done this.
No, not a chance in hell. There was no way Brian was gonna see that play.
Yeah, no. Yeah, burn all your best resources to accidentally win.
Because Jeremy's like, if I talk Brian into doing this horrific, insane thing, I get fifth.
No. Like, I would have gotten. I was hoping.
Instead of fourth, you got third.
I'd have gotten second. No, I'd have gotten second with a chance at first if I hadn't messed up one key game roll.
Yes,
but I did mess up one key game roll.
Oh my god!
I was in last the entire day.
That's the easy way to do it.
I love Kalis.
I
do love Kalis.
I love Kalis a lot.
You didn't lose that game.
I don't get to play it as much
as
I'd like
Howard
to because Jim
played.
Hates it, and oftentimes Jim is there for board gaming.
True,
and Jim hates Kalis sadly.
Yeah, I will say the offshoot with all the as many board games I have. Like, it's like if I want to play a certain game, I have to like not invite certain people to certain things,
right?
Which gets so complicated. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna play this game. I can't invite this person. I'm gonna play this. I can't invite this. And then someone here, well, I heard you guys did this, and but I wasn't invited because I played. You know, like
Yeah. That's why I try to be fair. There's only a I'll even play Power Grid, even though like I, you know, and I won't grumble the whole time. I'll play it. I'll play my best, and after it's done, I'll hate it. But every time I play, you know, it's whatever. But I understand what you're saying completely.
Yeah. I did not have the greatest time playing Puerto Rico, but I did not grumble about it as like.
And it is a shame too. Like it's the only downside of Puerto Rico is that one game out of 100, somebody gets royally fucked. And it's always sad when that's somebody's first game ever of Puerto Rico. Like, sometimes the game holds you down and shits in your mouth. Like, it isn't just like you get last. It's just, it's awful.
You get two
wait
girls
a minute,
getting
though.
Awful.
Hey,
well, Firefly called it out to Andy.
Hey.
Yeah, Firefly can't.
The judge's book, though, doesn't address whether that's bad or not.
Right. No, so I would have DQ'd. I would have DQ'd Puerto Rico for sportsmanship for what it did to Andy. it was out of line.
The Firefly game did the same to both you and Andy. It did just molest you two one time each.
Yeah, I was a reverse bitch. which is not good is if not you know good. The game. I mean,
or the show.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time, by the way? I feel like we've gone on forever.
We're about a minute in.
That was the longest Zappity Grumble question of all time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have more Zappity Grumbles.
Are they going to actually be quick?
Five before an hour 30.
Let's legit lightning round these. Let's go into hyper mode.
All right.
I like it when we actually do them as a lightning round. Right. They sound better.
Legit. Everybody gets one
Sam
second.
Sam Vines or Nanny Org?
I don't know what either of those people are.
Discworld characters.
What? I'm sorry.
Sam Vines or Nanny Og? Maybe it's Og.
Nanny Og, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know them. I had to look them up earlier.
My answer is actually carrot. I like carrot.
I like chest.
I like bunnies.
Is it? Oh, no. Luggage.
Luggage, yes. Zappity.
Crumble.
Right. How does it feel to watch Tom Brady blow it for the second time in 3 weeks? Great.
Fuck you, Patriots.
I brought it. Look, it was a fast one. Horrible.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Strangest thing that ever happened to you at a con?
Nathan was touched.
Or attorney.
A bunch of high school kids bought me lots of alcohol.
Grumble.
Here we go.
I cannot top that.
You're reading Benjamin's.
Which War Machine Horde's ability is most like a sexual euphemism? My ex had a crippling grasp like a Russian shot putter.
I would have screwed that one up, so that's why I had you read it.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Money shot. Commodore's money shot.
Yeah,
I can't top that.
No.
I can't think. I'll think of
But that's
something.
A real one. Yeah, there's got to be someone that's not
I like
real.
Bestial.
Dark.
In Mark 1, he had two spells. He had Bestial and Brutality, and they were right above and below each other, so if you read it too quickly, it said Bestiality on its spell card. True story.
That's amazing.
Soul Gate. Get it?
Oh, into your soul.
Yeah. Oh,
Zappity.
Yeah.
Crumble.
And if you were stuck with only one Warcaster, who would it be?
Gatsby 2 in my faction.
Ron.
I go Cynthirion. Cynthirion's my actual answer for Convergence. Cynthirion's awesome.
Since I've been playing Kricks, I like Gorshade.
Zal.
One. You do Gorshade 1, right?
Gorshade 1.
Yeah.
Zal.
Zappity.
The Bastard. Grumble.
Yep. And that's it.
Hey-o!
Hey, see? We tore through those.
Recommendations. Quickly, go.
Oh, God. Shit, that's the thing we do.
Hotline Miami. The second one's going to be coming out soon, but Hotline Miami is a super fun game. It's like Gauntlet meets Hitman. It's top-down, super fast-paced. You're going to die 100 times a second, but it doesn't matter because you just hit restart and you murder everybody, and it's a lot of fun. Yep. And you wear animal masks.
And it's horrible graphics.
It's 80s, like, arcade-looking. Yes. It really is like Gauntlet. It looks like Gauntlet, except it's Hitman with gore and gouging people's eyes out and machine guns and hammers and everything. Yep.
It's legit good. I've seen it too.
I recommend starting a book club at your work or some sort of club that you like. That's what I did.
Come back to me. I forgot this is the thing we do.
I recommend going back in and playing Borderlands 2.
Fuck you!
I'm gonna also recommend. So I've been playing so much Borderlands. I'm gonna also recommend Borderlands 2.
It hurts so
with
much.
All the DLCs and the overpowered level you can do. We play like 12 hours on Friday night.
It hurts so much. Yeah,
it was so much fun. We had four players.
We even brought in Nick's necromancer.
I just want to play Borderlands 2.
It's fun.
It's cool. So right now there's a thing on Borderlands loot. Borderlands 2 loot hunt.
Yeah, basically you can get raffle prizes.
Yeah, you go and kill off mobs and you get a special gun that drops off.
See, I'm always weird. I don't ever tell people in this contest because every person that plays a contest has one less chance for me to win.
Nobody else is going to play
This is too big of a contest. But like, when we have like minor contests, I never tell people about contests because it's like I want to win the contest.
How many people have you actually, when we set our gamer tags for people to join us and play Borderlands with us, how many people have?
zillions. There's a big spread of Amiibo minis.
I forget what magazine it was, but like a decade or so ago, there was a magazine that had a contest to win a trip to Houston, and one guy won it by default. He was literally the only entry.
Ah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we know that there's a ton of people doing this, too, because they have like, one of the quests. You have to go kill a mob, you get the gun, then you have to use that gun to go kill off their daily quest, and some of them are, like, a million of these type of things, so the whole community has to do it. So there's a lot of people doing it.
I got my recommendation.
Oh, my recommendation. This is Jeremy. My recommendation is that somebody give Nathan a PlayStation 3 so he can play Borderlands.
It's not actually my recommendation.
Was that your impression of yourself?
It was my impression of you doing an impression of me.
What the hell?
Sometimes you shouldn't open your mouth.
Love you too, man.
Especially in the bedroom. Hey!
Well, legitimately, my recommendation is...
Then you buy a PlayStation 3 for Nathan.
No.
That's not what I said. Derp, derp, murder, murder, murder. Go Patriots! Tom Brady, smash!
Hey, I can do voices!
You're like the Gumbies from Monty Python.
My brain hurts. Oh, you're the brain specialist.
Hello.
Watch my butt.
Anyway, Jeremy, you had a recommendation?
I got one.
I'm recommending a book series by Terry Brooks. The first book's called Night of the Word. It's not the Shannara series. It's a different series, more modern day. It's actually really good.
So this one's not a complete ripoff of Lord of the Rings?
I don't think that one is either. I actually like the Shannara series.
I do.
I love them.
But Night of the Word is very, very different, and I really enjoy it for what it is.
It started in the 90s, right? It's old. They're old.
It's much older. I was reminded of it because I was at a used bookstore, and I saw the first book in the series, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So anyway, first book in the series is called Night of the Word. I think the series is actually called A Night of the Word.
Is Bird the Word?
No. Oh. But it's by Terry Brooks, and it's really good. So
I heard the
I met him. He's
word.
Really nice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hello. Hello, my name's Jeremy.
Miracle.
Are you the red specialist?
Jeremy just wants to leave the table so badly. He's literally abandoning
us. I am out.
Go Patriots!